Welcome to the App Life Podcast. We are Appreneur living in Chiang Mai, Thailand. We created over 100 mobile apps on Play Store and App Store. And our leading product is called Ling Learn Languages. It's for learning different languages, over 60 languages. Today, we would like to talk about our 5 favorite tools for knowledge challenges.
Right, and sorry for the noise in the background. Right now we are in Krabi.
Krabi, Thailand, which is on the south of Thailand. And if you know Koh Lanta, it's like you have to come here first to travel to Koh Lanta.
Yeah, it's a beach paradise. And right now, because of COVID, all the beaches are empty. And the hotels are very cheap. So it's a very good, if you have the opportunity, it's a very good time to go here.
Yeah.
All right, so let's just start with our 5 tools. Kwan, you want to start with the first one?
Yeah, so the tool that we like to use for sharing like content, relevant knowledge, for example, lists or database or things that we should like do something, manage the data, then we use Google Sheets because everyone can see directly the list. And another feature that I really like in Google Sheets is you different people or many people can see the same thing like real time. And you can create your views without interrupt the others people or without changing the main filter from the sheet. Like for example, if I want to filter my data based on like my name, like if I'm responsible for this data, then people will not know that I filter from my own thing because I use my own custom filter. And the other people can also use their own, so it's pretty flexible for manage the data.
Oh, yeah. Really? Mm. But usually, if you do a filter in Google, a normal filter, then it will show for all the people
yes,
the same.
Yes,
right?
Yes. But you have to do your own custom filter where you can see that filter.
So you create. You have to go some menu.
Yeah, I don't remember exactly where it is, but yeah, you can do your custom view. Yeah.
Okay. And then you use also these pivot tables, right?
Yeah, and then most of the time, because we use Google Sheets, for example, for a list of influencers. Like we manage all the influencers in Google Sheets, and we want to know, for example, how is our progress with acquiring new influencer, like which step are they. So we do like funnels, because like if you, for example, you store the all contacts or influencer on some website like we use Hunter, they don't really support this kind of reporting. So we still do some reporting with all influencer on contacts in Google Sheets, and then we create pivot table, and then we see all the steps like where exactly our contacts are and when, how many are they in the pipeline to become our influencers. So which is yeah, I really like you using Google Sheets for managed data.
Yeah. And I mean, it's probably there are other tools for CRM. I mean, we use it mainly also for CRM, right? Customer relationship management. And then there are probably other good tools out there too. But then Google Sheets is just so flexible. Everyone knows how to use it. So it's not hard to get people involved and make them use it. So that's another advantage. All right. And then for another tool, we have Dropbox Paper. And that we just discovered, or that we discovered probably a year ago or something. And then now because we had a lot of stuff in Google Sheets, also like not only lists, but also like just how-tos and SOPs and explanations on all of that together, and then no one really found it. That's the disadvantage of Google. Google Sheets is like hard to find things because there's not a real structure. And so in Dropbox Paper, it was the solution for that. And that we just created a bunch of. By the way, it's free. It's free, so you don't have to purchase anything. And it's just on the top of Dropbox. And for that, we just created a bunch of folders. And for each like for example folder marketing, mm-hmm. folder onboarding, folder admin, and all of these for all of these folders we have one or a couple of different document, and each of the documents covers one topic. Mm-hmm. For example, how to do for the content writers, how to write a blog post, and then we write really mm-hmm. everything. How about write a blog post, and you can easily integrate screenshots mm-hmm. and videos. And also lists, but not as powerful as Google, but you can simple lists you can still do. Yeah. And you can also share and collaborate with other people. So it's very powerful, it's all free. So they also have a mobile app, so it's really flexible.
Yeah, so I want also to add something on that. I really like Dropbox Paper in one of like the feature that I miss in Google Sheet is in Dropbox Paper, if you do SOP or like how to, you can have some overview, like you can do like H1, H2, like heading, and then you can do bold, then it creates for you the content table of content directly. So if you like see on the left side, it's like very structured, so you can see in one grimp or in one like very short, in a short amount of time, what the paper is about, like with reading all the content, and then you see the step in general. And then if you go on click on that table of content, you will be redirected to that. So it's like very it's like Word, right? But think much better.
Definitely, yeah, especially because you can collaborate so easily. And you also see by the see at the time someone changes it, you see who's changing it, and you have a whole history.
Yeah, you can so you add a comment.
Yeah, you can add comments, all of that functions, and it's all for free. It's quite cool.
Yeah.
All right. So the next one, you want to talk about something else?
We are doing a lot of workshops. Like, I think every 3 weeks in our company, we do workshops because we are a company who create an apps for or many apps for learn languages, and we really very motivated to also learn by ourselves, not like create an app for other people to learn, but ourselves should learn something as well. So that's why we wanted to have workshops every 3 weeks between and inside the company. And the speaker is just like one of our employees. I think it's very good idea to do that because the employee also feel like, okay, they have to prepare, and then they learn in some topic very deeply. And then when they share, they also learn how to do like soft skill, like presentation skill, how to create presentation, how to keep the audience like focused on the topic and so on. So there's so many benefits of doing workshop by our own. And then it's also another kind of, it's another kind of team building too, because after the workshop we always go for dinner together, and it's create some kind of like family atmosphere. Anyway, what I want to talk about is that we share the workshops also with other people outside the company, and we use Facebook Live. So when we present the workshop, we start like the live streaming of Facebook and post it in our Facebook page, like Facebook/Synergy Solutions. So you can also go there and see that there are many workshops that are recorded when we were live.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then we can also just because it's saved there, mm-hmm. and then we can have the link, and if someone wants to go back there, mm-hmm. we can just we have a list of all the workshops, mm-hmm. and then on the list a link to the slides and also a link to the video. So if someone wants to go back, they can they can check it. All right. And then the next one is a tool called Loom, LOOM. So that's in general a video sharing tool. And I mean, we used Loom before, and there's another nice tool called Bubbles. It's like an extension that allows you to basically record your screen, and do, if you want to, you can also talk with the microphone and make some comments. And in general, I mean, regardless what tools we use, I think both of these Looms and Bloom and Bubbles are really good. In general, I think it's a great idea to share knowledge in a company or to someone you want to teach something how to do it, because the problem with the written SOPs or the written how-tos is often that they get old very quick because things change, right? Like all the tools that we use change a lot, and so yeah, sometimes it makes sense to write a really if you have to do a certain thing every week or something, then it really makes sense to make a step-by-step instruction very detailed. But then if you have something that doesn't that you don't need that often, I would just recommend to record a video because it's very fast and people see exactly how you do it, and then as soon as something changes, people can just record a new video and throw it all away, and then you have the changes. In a written document, it takes a longer time to actually do all the changes. Not saying that the written is bad, it's just that videos are really have a good it's a good reason to do it. And as I said, there's Loom. I think the free version, they are limited to a certain amount of videos, and we do quite a lot of videos. That's why I actually switched to a tool called Bubbles, and that's a Chrome extension. And so far, they don't have any limitations. It's all for free, and you can even comment. Like, other people can comment at certain points of the video. Let's say a minute, 5.5, they can comment, okay, I didn't understand something, that's my question, and they just write a comment there. That's quite a cool tool. So that's what we use for that. And then we just, usually what we do is link the videos in our Dropbox paper files. And so then people can watch that directly from there.
All right.
That's for that.
And then the last tool that I think many people use to share files. We also share many files, and we use Google Drive and Dropbox. Why do we use both? For Google Drive, we usually use to share, as I said before, Google Sheets, and also share like some slides, like kickoff presentation or what's about the project, and also some other like listing and small files. And for bigger files, we share through Dropbox, and also some kind of content files such as images, content and sound files, and so
videos,
on
yeah.
videos. We are moving in Dropbox.
Yeah, and we just made a subscription, so we have a terabyte. So Dropbox is quite a bit more expensive than the other tools, but it works really good, really well. We used before another from the Microsoft one, OneDrive, and that was, back then at least, it was just not stable. Like, sometimes we lost files, and so that's why we gave that up. But I think in general, it's also good to use two of these for the important files, to use two of these cloud services so that you have a backup in case one breaks or something like that. So yeah, all right,
yeah, that's it for this episode. Thank you very much for listening to us, and if you have any question or suggestions or want to share, please comment below. See you next time. Bye.